Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Jumping Monkeys would like to thank CashFly for the bandwidth for this podcast. CACHEFLY.com. CashFly. This is Jumping Monkeys with Megan Maroney and Leo Laporte. Episode 16 for September 22nd, 2007. Dad Labs. Jumping Monkeys is proudly brought to you by Audible.com for your free audiobook. Some great kids' books, too. Visit audible.com/monkeys. It's Jumping Monkeys Sweet 16 edition. I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Megan Maroney.
And we actually went out and got a high-end Aphex 230 compressor for you.
Yes. It goes up to 11.
It goes to 11.
To 11.
I could turn on the fat bottom, too. You want a fat bottom? I'm sorry, big bottom. You want? No, really, listen. Now talk.
Oh, look at my big bottom.
She has a big... Well, I can make it even bigger.
I do a really horrible English accent. I should stop it. I do a horrible American
accent. See how big
accent.
Her bottom got? Listen to that. I'm turning that off. That's too big
a
bottom.
Oh, dear.
That's the Scott Bourne button.
Yeah.
Anyway, we thank Aphex for providing us with this. And this solves the problem of Megan being so quiet and self-effacing. Mm-hmm. Now you're as loud as I am.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good.
How is life in the parental wars?
Well, we had some setbacks this week. We have boys not napping, which is not fun for me. We're working on it, though.
So is the nap done?
No. I'm just trying to figure
out
ways.
There does come a time when they stop napping.
Yeah, but not 2.5. And Annabella still has quiet time. She stops napping. But I firmly believe in the break for them. I mean, just like
I need a nap.
Just I'd like them to like read and, you know, quietly be, you know, in their room. But since there's two of them in one room and they're quiet and
they play off each other.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. It's tough.
But, it's tougher with twins.
Yeah.
We should put one in the closet.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Or something.
We're thinking of one in my room.
Yeah. Maybe separate.
You know,
My mom used to wrap me up. I took a nap till I was 18. My mom, she did not let go of the nap lightly. And when our kids stopped napping when I was 4 or 5, she was horrified.
Yeah.
She said, well, what do you do?
Yeah.
Anyway, so she, I still have fond memories of this, although in retrospect, it might not be so benign. She used to take me and wrap me really tightly in a blanket.
Mm.
And then put a pillow over my head just so that there's like an igloo. So there's just a little place I could look out. And I loved it. And she called it, but you know, little kids, babies love swaddling. It's like, but when you're an older kid, I don't think it's really called swaddling. Huh. I think it's called abuse, but she would wrap me. But I remember this and I kind of liked it. I couldn't move. I mean, if I really wanted to, I could get out.
Yeah. The key is you kind of liked it.
I know. I think I still I have fond memories. And you'd look out and you could breathe.
Yeah.
But I think the idea was to really kind of narrow, you know, constrain your movement.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the boys just really, they started climbing out of their cribs, which, you know, once you can't contain them, then it's just a different game.
It's like having monkeys.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're always monkeyish. So are you ready to talk about our spend, save, give?
Your dad told me that you didn't like to talk about yourself much. And he was right. He was right. See, I talk about myself a lot on this podcast, but you cut off the conversation. You want to move right along.
Yes. This happened in trivia this week that we...
That was fun.
Yeah, we did. Now I got Leo to do trivia with my parents.
Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
It's Finbar Divide.
Yeah, in Petaluma. If you're here, just come by.
Join the ad libs. Because we need your help. We're not doing very well. Well, it was tough. It was tougher than I thought.
It was hard. Yeah, there were a lot of tough questions. But yeah,
Well, let's give you an example. When he became head of the World Bank, Paul Wolfowitz, this was in 2002 or something, mm-hmm. 2003, called which rock star twice?
We got that one right. That we was did. Kind of an easy one. We're going to talk to that rock star later today in the show.
I'm so excited. Yeah, he's going to be joining us. So you just
Bono.
Think, Bono.
Did I give the answer already?
Oh, yeah, shoot. You gave it away. So spend, save, and
actually,
give.
Actually, we should talk about who we're going to talk about on the show before we start. We're going to talk to the dads from Dad Labs, and I'm really excited about this.
Brad and Clay.
Yeah, they have a video podcast and videos about parenting and the new dad. They're really funny.
It's a very impressive endeavor, and it's clear that it just sounds like we're on Main Street USA, doesn't it?
Yeah, we are.
We're actually sitting in on the curb, and we lost our lease. It appears that they're really starting a network, almost like a TV network online.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, I'm really excited to talk to them.
Yeah, so. Dad Labs. So, Brad and Daddy Clay.
Yeah, maybe we should talk about all the things we're going to do on the show. We're also going to play some music on this show.
For the first time ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
This will be a regular feature now.
Yeah, semi-regular.
Thanks to Bill Childs.
Yeah, Bill Childs from sparetherock.com. He's put me in touch with lots of kids musicians. So if you're a kids musician, email me at megan@twit.tv. And we'll see about playing a track on
the show.
We've
got the Hip Waiters.
The Hip Waiters. Yeah, Tito sent me his CD. And full disclosure, he did send us a copy of his CD.
Well, but he said we could play it, too.
Yes, he did say we could play it. But that's not required.
When we didn't discuss this ahead of time, when should we play this?
I think we should do some links. Then we should talk about our book pick. And then I think we should maybe I have a video. We're going to do a video that I found online
show.
That's funny. And then we'll do the Hip Waiters.
And then the interview.
Oh, wait. No, the interview.
The interview and then the Hip Waiters.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we do a lot of planning in advance for the show. Okay. Yeah. Now, what did we say we're going to do next? Spend, save, give.
Yes.
All right.
And I sent you this link and you loved it. And you know who gave me this link?
Who
is
did?
Dick DiBartolo.
Oh, yeah. This is the Perpetual Kid website, perpetualkid.com.
So funny.
Now, these aren't toys really for kids. They're for you, the kid.
Well, some of them could be for kids. And the reason I sent this to you, I actually didn't send it to you for the podcast, but on the front page, it says, entertain your inner chimp. You can get little monkey key covers.
Yeah. I have monkeys. I've seen those before. They're little. Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah. There's monkeys. A lot of cool toys.
Or a monkey talking alarm clock.
Yeah. I like a site that features monkeys.
Monkey gnocchi.
Really? Monkey gnocchi?
Well, that's what it says, but it looks more Japanese. It's not G-N-O-C-C-H-I. It's N-Y-O-K-K-I. Gnocchi means grow, and grow. Basically.
It's a chia pet.
It's a little plastic. They're handmade in Japan from glazed ceramic, shaped like an egg, fabric legs, and they're filled with a soil media.
Hmm.
I don't know what that soil media is. And then ryegrass seed.
Oh.
And you could grow. I see. I think this is for kids because kids would learn then that if you have plastic monkey-shaped devices, they grow, they sprout ryegrass.
Right.
Very important learning lesson.
Yeah. It's also important to train them later for working in a cubicle somewhere.
That's what this really is, isn't it? It's cubicle junk.
Exactly.
I like the Lucky Monkey bandages. You should use these on your kids.
Yeah.
And if they don't like that, how about the bacon and egg breakfast bandages?
Oh, yeah. I like bacon.
Look at the round ones are eggs.
Those are cool.
And the long ones are strips of bacon.
Hmm.
Or a T-bone steak.
Okay, let's move on to save.
No, I'm not done. Okay, all right.
Okay, well, the rest of us are done.
Yes, I thought so.
A few episodes ago, I talked about these Billy Brown adventures that Annabella loves to listen to. They're stories about a bear and his friend Emma. They changed the name from Kiddio to Gideo with a G. I'm not sure why. But it does have a nicer ring to it. And I'm mentioning it as the save segment because now one of the stories is totally free.
You want to hear a little bit of it?
Yeah.
This is Billy Brown and the Mystery Package.
Billy Brown, Billy
the
Brown,
intro is kinda
our
long,
friend, taking us on.
All right, let's skip the intro.
How? Bingo!
What is it, Billy?
Max, why don't you let Emma and I take over your mail
room? This is cute. So what ages would you say those are for?
My 2.5-year-old boys like it, and my 4.5-year-old daughter likes it. And
so this is a whole audio adventure, and you just download it.
Yeah, you can download it.
That's neat. And then they sell them the rest of them on CD? Or?
Can get, there's three adventures, and we have all three. And Annabella, this is actually what kept her in bed at night from getting out of bed, because it's about 50 minutes long, which is nice. It's long enough for her to fall asleep, too.
That's
and
right.
It doesn't work for the boys yet because they can, you know, get out and they open the CD player and, you know, grab
What's
it.
What's making its bed round and round?
Yeah. Let's shove stuff in it.
Yeah. But boys are different than girls.
They are.
I know there's a kind of thing going around that they're not. They are.
Yeah.
I just want to say, as a boy.
Okay, now Give, have you heard of FreeCycle?
No.
You haven't heard of FreeCycle?
Changing the world one gift at a time.
Yeah, FreeCycle is a really cool network that is designed to divert things from landfills by finding people who need the stuff
Great
you don't
idea.
Need. So it has baby stuff. It basically based on Yahoo groups. So you can find, you know, you put in your zip code or your town and you can find a group in your area. And, you know, if you don't want anything, it's like the free section of Craigslist. But
so yeah. It's for trade, but not even for trade, though. You could just say free couch.
Yeah. Free like CD cases. I mean, you know, it's amazing what people, you know, want that you don't want.
Now, if you do this, you're really just saying, I'll mail it and everything. They don't do any of that for you.
No, no. Listing. And normally it's not really for mailing. It's for finding people locally.
That would make sense because otherwise it's not very efficient.
No. Uh-uh. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Free cycle, like recycle only free.
Right.
Cycle.org.
And it's in the give section because you're really giving back to the earth by, you know, right. encouraging someone else not to buy something, but just to use your old thing.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could probably stipulate that they pay the postage.
Probably. Yeah.
A
lot of people have sent me this link, so I know a lot of our listeners already
FreeCycle.
Listen to it. Yeah.
Very cool.
So if you have any suggestions for Spend, Save, Give, you can email me at megan@twit.tv or you can call us.
We have a number.
Yeah.
And we've been getting calls and it's so exciting.
Yeah. Thanks for everybody who calls. We're sifting through all those.
It's our Grand Central number, 707. This is no, you're not going to wake Megan in the middle of the night. You're not going to bug anybody. 707-981-4602. It's completely automated. It doesn't ring any actual phone.
Yeah, nobody's going to answer.
But it's through Google's Grand Central. It's 707-981-4602. And, you know, I'm getting a lot of requests for Grand Central invites, and I don't think I have any left. So I apologize. But
and if you're outside of the U.S., you can also email us
your
voice.
Oh, wait a minute. I got some more invites. I have 10. So if you want an invite to Grand Central, call that number, 707-981-4602, and leave your email. I need your email, and I'll send you an invite.
Yeah. And, yeah, if you're outside of the U.S., you can, or if you don't want to make the long-distance call, you can
email
your voice or just email us.
Yeah. In fact, we have coming up an Irish listener who emailed us an audio track.
Mm-hmm. I have a book pick.
Yes.
I think that's next on the agenda. The
Wow,
Audible
you're
book
just
pick.
Trucking along here.
This was actually a recommendation, but maybe we should talk a little bit about Audible before we move into
it. This show, as usual, brought to you by Audible.com. They're a great site. In fact, they're really the site for audiobooks. 35,000 books. And now you can listen to them on the computer. You can burn them to CD. Or you can put them on a portable device. That's what I do. And they support 135 different portable devices, including all the iPods. In fact, I listen on my iPhone. It's really nice to have about 5 or 6 books on your phone, so you can listen anytime. But
that makes sense.
Yeah, it's great. On any iPod, they sell devices too. In fact, they have a device for low vision folks. There's really, if you go to Audible, AUDIBLE.com, and you click the link at the top that says Device Center, you'll see of all the different devices that'll work. And it is a really great way to listen to books. You can subscribe and get a certain number of credits, or you can just go a la carte, onesie twosie. And in fact, if you want to sign up, you get a free book right off the bat. Audible.com/monkeys. Get a credit towards a free book. In fact, you might want to spend your credit on this book.
This came from a listener, Matt Doucette, and it's Bill Clinton's new book, which I haven't read, but sounds great. It's called Giving, How Each of Us Can Change the World.
Or Giving, How Each of Us Can Change the World.
Never misses a chance to use his Bill Clinton
You know,
impression.
I had the Nixon impression for so many years, and it really is passé now.
Yeah,
so I had to do the Bill Clinton, but I can't yet do the George Bush. Probably after Bush is long gone, I'll be able to do George Bush. I don't know what it is about that.
Probably. But yeah, it sounds really interesting. It's just about, you know, how any of us can really, regardless of income, available time, age, or skills, can do to help.
It's kind of neat that both Clinton and Jimmy Carter and George Bush Sr., all past presidents, have all kind of focused their post-White House life on public service. You know, Jimmy Carter does Habitat for Humanity.
Right.
Bill Clinton and George Bush together did Katrina Aid.
Yeah.
And now he's doing this book, Giving. I think that's just great. That's exactly what a former president should do.
Right.
I mean, what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
You can't get a job at a Burger King.
Yeah, and it was really interesting.
Should you like fries with that? It wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work.
No, because you say, well, that's the president.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. President, I'd like ketchup.
I'm sorry, I don't give you ketchup.
So that doesn't exist. So I think you have to do something like that.
Yeah.
Public service.
Okay.
Giving. How have you listened to it yet?
I listened to a sample, but I haven't.
You want to hear how uncanny my impression of Bill Clinton is?
Yeah.
I'll read a little bit of the book.
Yale okay. Child Study Center in the University Hospital. When she graduated, she decided not to pursue prestigious and more lucrative law firm opportunities.
Now, was that me or Bill?
I have no idea. I'm in the room.
Okay. Mine's not perfect.
But. Okay. Should we talk to Brad and Clay now?
Yeah,
what do you think?
Let me just say one more thing. Okay. Audible.com/monkeys.
Yeah, that's how you get your free book.
By the way, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
As somebody mentioned, you don't ever talk about the public service stuff Audible does. And yes, they give away a lot of stuff. The presidential debates audio. They gave away the 911 commission audio. They just a lot of free audio that you can listen to. Just, you know, stuff that they think, and I think they're right. Everybody should have an option to listen to. So it's also a great way to learn about what's going on. Audible.com/monkeys. I'm done.
Okay.
Now, Daddy Clay and Papa
Brad
John Creech. Oh no,
Dad Creech. Clay Nichols and Brad Powell. They started Dad Labs. They are former English and economics high school teachers, and they started a video network, basically, of parenting network parenting shows, and they're hilarious and informative. And I'm really excited that they came to talk to us today.
So when did Dad Labs start?
Well, geez, you know, it started, I would say probably about 4 years ago is the sort of the roots of it. We were all working, we were teachers, we were all working in a school together. And Troy, one our third partner and I, had written a book together on the filmmaking we were doing with kids. And so we decided we needed to put our money where our mouth is. We need to make a movie. And so we started getting together on nights after the kids go to bed to come up with our brilliant film idea. And, you know, we never got around to it because we were always talking about, you know, how we're sleep deprived and our pregnant wives were mad at us again or, you know, something like that.
For good reason, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, it's the hormones purely. And so, you know, we decided that what we wanted to do is make DVDs about, you know, how to keep guys from making the same mistakes we had with our pregnant wives or with, you know, in the labor and delivery room. And that eventually led us to start the website. And I guess the site has now been the focus of our work for, I don't know, not quite a year now.
It's just like, who said that? F. Scott Gerald, film what you know. You gotta. Why film something you don't? You know that's not your life. This is your life.
Right. Yeah. Film what we learn every day and what we get in trouble for every day.
So what did you guys teach? You taught filmmaking, or?
Yeah, I taught filmmaking and English and theater, and that was kind of my bag. At the
high
school.
High school level, or?
High school. That's right.
Yeah, I taught economics and geometry and ran the books for the show.
Oh, that's cool. Somebody's got to run the books. We need somebody to run our books. First, we need some income. Then we need somebody to run our books.
So yeah, they're easy with no income.
It's so a lot easier.
It was just started by you two, and now you've added many dads?
Well, it was started by Troy, Lanier, Clay, and I. And we've grown. We have another dad on that is doing our kind of our production and editing end. And we have contributions from other dads around.
How many videos do you do a day? I mean, are there bunches of them coming out, or is it a daily?
Right now I think there's about 75 videos on the site.
Wow.
And these are, you know, 3 to 7 minutes. You know, some of them are instructional. Some of them are just funny. Some are totally rude. And there's maybe about 5 different sort of distinct shows you could identify. And right now we're posting maybe 3 videos a week. Starting week after next, we're going to a new video every day of the week.
Crazy. You're crazy, man.
I know. It's insane.
It'll keep us young and vibrant.
And do you host the video yourself?
Brad and I host 2 shows. We host what we call the lab, which is, you know, in our sort of tool time looking set where we've got
it does look like, you know, tool time. It's so great. I love
it. instead of beer on tap, we've got formula and there's, you know, nipples hanging from the tool rack and that kind of thing. So we host that show. We host the lounge show, which is sort of our basement bar set. And it's Brad and I, and they're arguing about, I think the last one we did was about High School Musical 2, or I can't remember what the last one was we did.
Lice, maybe? No, it's a while back.
And why did you guys, I guess because your background was in video. I'm just, it's, you know, it's so much more difficult and complicated and expensive to do video. What is it about video that attracted you?
I think partly it was our background. I mean, it's partly
that's
that
what
we've
you
been,
do.
We've been
yeah.
making videos right. And there's something that's really, really exciting and fun about that medium that attracted us to it. And then, I mean, just, you know, the way the technology's evolved now, you know, the ability to go right to an audience, to find an audience, to bring that, you know, to be able to broadcast online. It's all pretty exciting.
It's
although
neat,
it's,
isn't it? Yeah.
It's a bit of the Wild West right now.
Well, that's what's fun about it. Let me play, Bath Time 101. But you know, you're not going to see, because we're a poor little audio podcast. So you're not going to see the video, but just imagine, if you will, a guy in a tub with a rubber ducky.
Ask parents what the worst thing is about raising small kids, and 9 out of 10 will say poop in the tub.
1 in 10 says the wiggles. The poop in the tub is bad.
Now, before we get to our poop in the tub experiment, we do have a few tub topics we'd like to go over.
First, a little safety. Never bathe a child that can't sit up for an extended period of time in the tub. For the first 6 months or so, you're going to want to use an infant tub like this one.
Never leave a kid under 5
so
alone.
So actually, this is real advice. I mean, it's not...
Yeah, but it's advice about what to do when your kid poops in the tub.
I mean, well, everybody needs to know that. That's important.
Everybody does.
You don't get that in What to Expect the First Year, I'll tell you that.
They leave that out, which mm-hmm. is kind of surprising, frankly.
You know, the interesting was, initially when we started, we all had babies around the same time, and we're all raising young kids around the same time. And I think the three of us got the books that are out there, and we all got through about 12 pages and said, oh, this is a lot of boring stuff. How can we jazz it up a little bit? And that's really where the video and the humor came into it, because we figured, you know, we'd watch that for an hour, get a beer and watch a funny video.
Yeah. And you come from a teaching background, so you can actually incorporate the informative stuff in there with the funny.
And I know that, you know, if we want to keep the attention of a teenager, you got to talk about poop. I mean, you've yeah.
You're talking to teenagers
about,
here?
Talking about,
oh, I hope not.
Really?
Well, that's what we learned. That was our training, you know, trying to yes. keep it, trying to keep a ninth grader involved in an English class.
As high school teachers, I see. Yeah, you're uniquely prepared for the teenage years of your own kids.
Oh, no. Only because I have a deeply, deeply ingrained fear.
You be afraid. Be very afraid. I've got a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old. I don't know how you guys do what you do.
Yeah, we know the tricks they're going to pull. We know them all.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we worked at a boarding school, so we not only got to see them in a classroom, but at all other times of the day and evening as well.
And you get the kids that the parents didn't want to have around the house.
Some.
But many of the time we've said, boarding school. Where's the boarding school? So has Hollywood come a-knocking to dadlabs.com?
You know, we've had some phone calls. We've got some, you know, I think if you go and you look at the site, you know, people, a lot of the comments we get, you know, when we syndicate things out to the big sites like YouTube, they say, hey, is this on TV somewhere? I mean,
yeah.
I think it could be a TV show.
Oh, it's very polished, very well done. It's a beautiful site.
But, you know, that's maybe in the future, things don't have to, you know, be on the TV to be big.
Well,
you know, maybe.
That's an interesting point. I mean, I think that I asked the question that mainstream media always asks as well. When are you going to go big time? And as a podcaster, I think, you know, it's okay to say we are big time. We don't need to go to the networks.
Yeah. You guys are big time.
We like what we're doing. Not us, but everybody. We're, you know, this is our medium. This isn't a waiting room for real media.
Right.
Go ahead.
So, you know, the networks, obviously, I don't know if you've seen the breast pump video, but they show a guy and his nipple out there. And I don't know if the television is ready for a guy and his nipple and a breast pump.
See, I wanted to play the breast pump video, but
hooked up to a breast pump.
Oh, this is
now,
funny.
Lots of moms know this feeling very well, because if you're a working mom, and most moms are, and you want your baby to get the benefits of breastfeeding over 100 ingredients not found in formula, then you're going to have to hook yourself up to one of these.
You don't actually.
This is your basic.
You're not gonna
breast pump.
Yeah. Oh my God, the humanity. Yeah. Okay, well,
so we go. We go to a trade show last week in Las Vegas for the ABC Baby Expo, this huge baby, and we're walking around, and people keep recognizing Brad. They're like, you're the guy. You're the guy in the breast pump video. And I was like, hello. I mean, just because I wasn't hooked up to the cups, I was standing right next to him.
Isn't that funny?
Nobody
nipple boy at your service.
He will always be nipple boy. Well, let's just cut to the nipple boy. Oh, you go both sides.
Which, yeah, moms do. I had to do it for guys. It's disgusting. Gotta turn it on. Come on.
Okay.
Here we go.
And what's the goal here? What are we shooting for?
You know, most moms will pump 10 to 20 minutes on each breast 3 times a day.
Most moms are not as hairy as you are.
Okay, we can put 30 seconds on the clock, please. If everyone in the studio would please don their protective goggles, because he might blow. Okay, you have 30 seconds on the clock.
And, now, some have complained that this wasn't as painful as it should have been.
It should have hurt more?
Because he's furry.
Which, yeah, but it was painful plenty.
The fur does prevent the kind of full lock that you really need to get.
Yeah, well, that's true. You know, I like to say my mother is so proud of me and the dollars that she's my father spent on college.
And were you walking around topless at this ABC Baby show, or...?
No, everybody knows him,
the nipple boy. I mean, and
that's so funny.
You know, I'm just a little jealous. I'm a little jealous. I'm frightened. So, but that doesn't mean that I want to do that.
We'll do it again. Breast pump too.
No, we're not.
Well, I'm sure you can shave and get a better lock.
I'm sure there's other things you could test.
Well, they have breast pumps that go inside your bra now. The whisper free breast pump. Have you tried that yet?
Whisper free.
Mm-hmm. Will it go inside of a man's ear?
It might. You're going to have to test that, I think.
I've heard if you do it long enough, you actually start producing.
Yeah, well, someone actually asked us, he goes, when are you going to do the whole man memory deal?
Yeah.
Well, that's a little outside. No. I think that you get blocked from those kind of sites.
You're trying to give useful advice.
Where exactly are we going with this?
Yeah. So are you still working at the school, or is this your full-time job now?
We're out here on the frontier.
You are.
That's awesome.
We quit our day gig.
I congratulate you on your bravery.
Yeah.
I actually now hold two extra jobs because I'm doing podcasting. I actually took another job just in case. So now I have 3 jobs. But you're brave. You guys are brave. That's really neat.
So how old are your kids?
I have 2 kids. I have a boy who is 4 and a half and a little girl who's 18 months. Mm.
These pikers. I'm first to market. I've got a 9-year-old boy.
Oh, that's
and I've got a 6-year-old girl and a 3-year-old boy.
Well, 3 is the new 2, they say.
Yeah. 9's the new 43, so there you go. It goes both ways.
because now at 3 they can wear diapers and, you know, still be doing all the things that 2-year-olds used to do?
No, I actually meant 3 kids. 3 is the new 2. Yeah.
She speaks as a mother of 3.
Yeah.
An involuntary, I shouldn't say that, because if your kids ever listen to this, they'll feel bad.
I had twins, and I wanted them.
She wanted them desperately. She was so happy when she learned that it would be 3.
I'm thinking about 3, but I'm worried about the twins, and then that will be 4.
Right.
New 5.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Your math is excellent.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Daddy Clay's blog is called It's Only P. I like that.
Yeah, that comes from a story where I was at the airport and I was waiting in line to get my breakfast taco. You know, this is the Austin airport. They have the best breakfast tacos in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got my infant son. He's in his diaper, in his jumper, in a backpack. And I'm getting and all of a sudden my back gets hot. And of course, he has somehow found a way out of the diaper.
Shoot it right down your back.
Yeah. And he peed all over me. It was my first kid. So I freaked out. I run into the bathroom. You know, I leave the kid in the public restroom, you know, in the deal, not really. I leave him standing. I tear off my shirt. I run into the gift shop and I buy like a $150 golf shirt that I hate. And I go up to my wife and I say, can you believe this? She said, why are you wearing a new shirt? The kid peed on me. And she looked right at me and she said, it's only pee.
That's true.
And to me, this is what happens to you when you're a parent.
It is.
Suddenly it's only pee.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's totally apt, and every parent recognizes that. Every parent.
So what do your wives think about dad labs?
They want to know when you're going to get a
watch.
When you're going to get a real job.
You know, they're supportive.
That's good.
And hopeful.
They ought to be.
They got their fingers crossed like we do.
They ought to be.
As a family, we're taking we, you know, all 3 of the partners here, we come from, you know, two working families, you know, two working spouses, and so, you know, they've been willing to kind of take up the slack a little bit and help out and be willing for us to take this risk, which is great. It's the only way you could do it, really.
And they hold our toes to the fire and say, you know, you got to practice what you preach, boys.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst. If you guys found that, you know, if you come on and we never claim to be experts, just we've made more mistakes than most other people. But do you find that you have a greater liability? with your spouse?
This is why I don't declare in any way any expertise at all.
Yeah. I'm an expert in helping other parents feel better about their decisions because mine were often so bad.
that's our relative to us.
Yeah.
that's where we set ourselves up.
Yeah. That's why I stick to it. I mean, I'm sticking to it. I mean, the only reason, we know anything is because we did the opposite.
Right.
Jennifer has yet to say, although now I thank you for the warning, has yet to say, well, you do a parenting podcast. You should do some parenting just, for experience. She hasn't said that yet, but she probably will, won't she, at some point?
You'll get there.
Clay's also written a book, Filmmaking for Teens. I like the subtitle, Pulling Off Your Shorts.
Yep, that's kind of where we started.
I like that.
And it's the book has done very well. It's been around for a long time. Basically it's for those kids that are thinking about, they want to have something great to post on YouTube, but instead of just, filming the cat, try to make something narrative. And it's really for a kid to give them some structure to make, a 5-minute short film that looks like something that's professional.
Couldn't be more timely. I mean, everybody's doing that now, right?
Yeah, and when we wrote the book, it was still like, have you heard of this thing, YouTube?
Right.
People probably said that to us, 10 times as a book was coming out. And now it's a little bit more obvious. The kids, not only is the technology available for them to make films, but also to find an audience.
Right.
I mean, you can make a great short film and have an audience of tens of thousands of people.
Millions, if it's Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain.
Oh, God.
Oh, you got me started. Don't get me started.
So people can find your videos at dadlabs.com. Are they also on YouTube and other places?
Yeah, we syndicate out. We're going to get a little bit more sophisticated about that soon. We've got we're negotiating with a number of people to help us to spread the word and get the videos out there. Right now you can find us in a variety of places, which include YouTube and Yahoo, Meta Cafe, Blip TV, which is a great source for online videos. If you're looking for really quality, professional made things, they do a good job of sort of sorting through things. And a number of other places.
How about Rever? Have you looked at making money that way too?
We also post to Rever. Some of the and the revenue sites. A lot of sites are out there that will pair your video with an ad and then split the revenue with you.
Right.
And that's one way to go. And we're interested in exploring that. We'd kind of rather go find a good sponsor that fits really well with what we're doing, because we're so niche and specific, right, as you guys know.
Right.
And can people subscribe to the videos in any way?
I think we've got RSS feeds on the site that are active. We're trying to upgrade that, and I think that we're gonna end up relaunching our site here in the next couple of months again. You can pull a feed off our site.
Looks like you're using WordPress.
WordPress on my blog. And then our site we design in-house. And
it's gorgeous.
We've done all kinds. I mean, Troy Lanier, who's our third partner, who's also the camera guy and up until recently also the editing guy, designed the site for us too, which
very nice,
I guess begs the question, what the hell Brad and I are really doing all day?
Well, you're the on-camera talent.
Yeah.
Talent does nothing. We know that.
Except be crabby.
Right.
Where's my ice water?
Yes, M&M's.
Troy, more nice ice water. So
I said still not visit.
So quickly for those who are interested in video podcasting, because we have a lot of listeners who also want to do their own thing, what kind of cameras do you use?
We're pretty high tech. We shoot with a tapeless system,
wow,
a Panasonic high def camera, an HDX. Sometimes we use two cameras, most of the time just one.
Shoot to hard drive?
We shoot directly to cards, actually.
Cards.
P2 cards. And then those P2 cards, we take that right to the hard drive. So we shoot tapeless, which saves a lot of time, particularly in the editing room.
And you're doing HD 16:9?
We're shooting everything in HD, although of course we compress and change things. But back to the sort of TV deal, someday if anybody wants to use that content for broadcast, we've got it in HD.
24p or 30 frames?
Okay, you just went right out of my...
Troy?
He's actually making that up.
No.
Troy?
I fooled him. These are the things that you get together at the podcast expo, the video podcasters stand around and say things like that.
It goes to 11.
And then he edits with Final Cut Pro, I would imagine, yes?
He does.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. Yeah, cool. That's with Final Cut Pro. And basically, you know, he's created his own. We've created our own player so that we use a Flash player on our site.
That's your own?
Mm-hmm, that's right. That Troy designed that
one. That's nice. Wow.
If we want to, you know, also create some headaches, if we want to syndicate, which is there's really some good software, some good websites out there that will track your statistics, how many views your videos are getting, mm-hmm. and will also help you to syndicate. TubeMogul is a great one. VidMetrics is another. So basically with TubeMogul, but with any of these, you have to use MOV files. You have to use the most sort of 100 meg QuickTime files. Right. But these new sites, what they'll do is you can just upload it once to them, and then they'll syndicate it to 8 or 10 different of the most popular video sites.
And they keep track of the downloads. That's always the big issue, especially when you spread it out like that.
Yeah, how do you track it? How do you know how many people are watching?
Yeah. Well, you've done a great job. I have to say, it's very impressive. I mean, if ever there were an example of not the content, of course, is great for parents, but even if there were ever an example of how to do a video podcast right, you guys clearly have figured out all the ins and outs.
We're our own little. We like to think of ourselves as our own little network. We're like the Food
Network. Isn't
that neat? And we've got we've got a network, and we've got five different shows. The number of shows are going to grow, and We're at the intersection of a new parenting and new technology and kind of hoping that that's going to be a good place to
be. So exciting. I think that's wonderful. We wish you the best.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you all.
Thanks so much for coming on.
And that's Dad Brad and Daddy Clay.
Yeah.
Daddy Clay. When when you're in Texas, Daddy Clay, it sounds like something big daddy. It sounds like something from Cat in the Hot Tin Roof.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Daddy Clay.
Yeah. Their videos are funny. They also have another, a video that they do a little reading nook. They sit and they analyze children's books. They analyze Goodnight Moon. It's hilarious.
How can
it's
you
really
analyze
funny.
Goodnight Moon?
Just, it's disturbing, actually. I didn't realize how disturbing it was. Like, there's a, you know the part, there's a picture with the bunny is fishing?
Yeah.
And it's actually fishing for a bunny?
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah, it's disturbing.
Maybe it's the reflection of the bunny.
Yeah.
Because the moon's reflecting the bunny.
I don't know. Have you ever read William Steig, like Sylvester
Love
and the Magic
stuff.
Pebble? They're great, but also
Twisted.
Disturbing. Yeah.
Well, you want the king of Twisted, Shel Silverstein.
Yeah.
What is the story behind The Giving Tree? I mean, what is the moral there? I don't get it. That you should take all you can?
It's that you should give selflessly, not ask for anything for yourself.
Yeah, but the tree gets, in the end, the tree's like lonely and alone. It doesn't work.
It's really funny that you brought this up. My dad and my mom and sister and I had this really long discussion. He hates The Giving Tree.
Oh, I love it. I love anything Shel Silverstein did.
Well, no, he just really thought that was very upsetting. He hadn't read it, and he read it to Annabella like a few years ago, and he was like, what is the deal with
that
book?
Reaction, like, but he's right, though, that when you read it, it's like, well, it's not a happy ending.
Yeah, I think maybe it's a female thing. Like, women give selflessly of themselves.
And then they end up dried up with their old trees with no people around them.
But they gave, and that's why. They
funny.
Might look withered. They might look like they don't have anything.
But they got heart.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm being facetious. I don't believe any of that. But that's, if you've read the book, that's kind of what happens to the tree.
Yeah.
Everybody's gone.
It is a little bit of a weird story.
I
do like it a lot.
And that's Shel's, that's my point was, you really want Twisted or mm-hmm. just not Twisted, but I like it. Weird sense of humor. Shel Silverstein's the king. Isn't
that
great? I love his ABCs book
mm-hmm.
that teaches you the ABCs all wrong.
Yeah. You know, yeah, we should check Audible to see if they have, because I have some CDs of Shel Silverstein that are great to listen to.
Gravelly kind of voice, didn't he?
Yeah, I think they have like his book about the bunny.
Bunny Babbitt.
Yeah.
A Billy book. Unfortunately, it's not Shel Silverstein reading it.
Oh.
But you know, kids might not like Shel Silverstein's reading voice because it was kind of, I don't know, I did.
Yeah, you can get his CDs, him reading
great.
It.
Great, highly
recommend. And there's music in them, too.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to now go to the video of the week.
The video? So we need a little sound effect.
Yeah, this has been traveling around the internet. I actually found it on Karen's site, Vodgarella. But it is really hilarious guy singing. He's not a parent, but he has nephews and nieces, and he's amazed at the children's television that he's exposed to when he goes over to their house. So he decided he was going to make a little video And we're going to start in the middle. It has some questionable language, so we're going to skip over that part. But
this is robprocks.com. Children's song.
I think she's studying psychology. Mommy needs some time to herself. That's why you're here right now with me. Sometimes she gets a little overwhelmed, so she puts you in front of the TV. But don't worry, just because mommy's lying on her bed with a cold towel on her head doesn't mean she doesn't love you. Mommy's always screaming to their pillows when they're happy.
That's my favorite line.
Would you like to try to make her feel better? Then sing along with me. I love you, mommy. You're so pretty, mommy. And even though you've had kids and your body's stretched out,
oh,
and you feel all used up.
Oh, gosh.
This is like the Giving Tree.
It's the Giving Tree of YouTube videos.
Very good. Excellent job. I think that worked. But now we must be still. Got to be quiet for the next little while so mommy won't need her pills.
That's from robprocks.com. I love it. That's very funny.
Yeah, that we didn't talk to him and ask him if it's okay to play it because it's on YouTube. But,
no, I figure if it's on YouTube, I don't know what the rules are, but I figure if it's on YouTube.
Right.
We're not playing the full thing, the excerpt.
Yeah,
we're pointing to their website. I think that's
fine. But yeah, that's pretty funny.
But Rob, if you want to send us a DMCA, a takedown notice, we will.
Yeah.
Or something.
So that's your video of the week. And now I think it's time to play a real song.
It's time for a real song.
That was a song.
No, that wasn't a real song. Go ahead.
This is the Hip Waiters, and it's their new CD, The Educated Kid, which is getting rave reviews in many different areas.
Cool.
And I'm going to actually play Stuffed Animal Boy, because that's Annabella's favorite, although the whole CD is great, and there's a song about the Dewey Decimal System, and it's great.
And geometry.
Yeah, and Milo and Huck really like Dewey Decimal System, and they just run around singing it, Dewey, 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 Dewey Decimal System, which is kind of funny because they're probably never going to be exposed to the Dewey Decimal System, sadly. No. So,
sad is right, yeah.
So
this is, you're saying this is the Schoolhouse Rock of the 21st century.
Yes. Yeah, it's the Hip Waiters, and they...
Hipwaiters.net,
mm-hmm.
And this is Stuffed Animal Boy. I said... This is stuff. You know, how do you know what the track is? Because on my iTunes, it just says track 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I don't know where to go. Which one should I play here?
This is number 12, and you have the
number
disc 12? In front of your face.
You can look at the disc?
Yeah.
See, that's something I'm not used to doing anymore. Oh, yeah, look. It says so right here.
Well, it's funny that iTunes doesn't know it. I guess it's not in the...
It's not the big, you know...
He does battle with the broccoli people.
Start that over again.
This is our first song. Hopefully we'll be doing this again. If you're a musician and you're listening to this, deciding whether or not to let us play your music, please.
We'll play it right.
Yeah.
Man,
oh, I gotta start over now.
Okay, this is the Hip Waiters.
He does battle with the broccoli people.
Is that Action Figure Man?
No.
Wind Up Robot?
No, no, it's not.
Baby Chryslot?
Nope, not even close.
It's the most cuddly superhero of all. And here he comes.
Song. Well,
it segued right through there. All right. I know where that ended, so I'm going to mark that.
Okay.
That was the hip. See how I instantly go into DJ mode? 53 degrees in the city. It's 8:18 on a Saturday afternoon. It's the Hip Waiters Educated Kid from the CD Educated Kid.
I really like this CD a lot, and you can get it at CD Baby, and I can put the link on other places where you can purchase it.
Or
and,
their website, hipwaiters.net. Yeah.
And you know what else you can do? You can, if you have XM Radio, you can request songs by the Hip Waiters at xmfan.com. Did you know you could do that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I'll put a link in our show notes at jumpymonkeys.com of how to request.
So they actually have, if you search their audio library for the Hip Waiters,
mm-hmm.
It will. This is for the XM Kids channel.
Yep.
Do you listen to XM Kids?
I don't have XM Radio, yeah, but
have,
I do.
But you should come over and listen.
Yeah, I should come over and listen. I listen to my parents sometimes.
And do the kids like it?
Yeah, it's good music. But you know, it's cool that you can request the better music. I like it.
Yeah, you request what you like. Yeah,
right.
And they have it. They have a huge selection. Now you can't request anything on my radio show. You know, I'm on XM.
You are?
Yeah.
And you can't request anything?
No, because I don't play music. Channel 1.
Can you request you to, I
to
don't
go
know,
away.
Talk about things?
You could request that, but I wish you wouldn't. I'm on channel 152, which is sometimes they call Extreme FM. And they are taking requests for the Schnitz show. I don't know what that is. But on channel 152. But that's Saturday and Sunday, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, which is 11 to 2 Pacific time. So another reason to get XM would be kid music or Leo, whichever you like better.
Mm-hmm. I think it's time for some listener mail.
We've never done this before. And again, we need a jingle or
ding,
something.
Ding,
ding. Ding. Listener mail. So let's start off with one from, this is from a listener in Coin Jock, North Carolina.
Good morning, guys. My name is Kathy Evanoff, and I'm calling from the Outer Banks of North Carolina. I am a technology facilitator in an elementary school. I also have children of my own, and I'm in the market for a new digital camera. I need a camera that will take pictures in a low-light gymnasium as well as action shots. I'd love to know your recommendations. Love your show. Thanks a lot. Bye.
That's very nice. Thank you for the call. We don't normally do tech help, but since this is new, I'll answer that question. The problem with compact cameras, actually, this is a good thing for anybody, especially parents who are going to take pictures of kids that move around a lot or inside, is they have very small chips in them. And so they don't pick up a lot of light. You want the bigger the chip, the more light you're going to pick up, the better the low light performance. And so, frankly, if that's key to you, you're going to have to get one of these digital SLRs, frankly. And you may even, the bigger the chip, the more money you're going to spend. I really like the Canon EOS XTI. That's a low price, about $500 or $600 digital SLR. It gives you great results. Be great for sports. And again, the one of the reasons that these are better for sports is they take in more light, which means you can turn up the shutter speed. You can freeze action. And they are interchangeable lenses, so you can get a very long telephoto lens if you want. I think that's a great place to start. The newer Canons, the high-end Canons, and we're talking thousands of dollars now, have chip sensors that are as big as 35 millimeters, and they are great in low light. They do very well in low light. Excellent. And, of course, you can get a very wide aperture lens on there, too. So if low light is what you're looking for, stay away from the inexpensive compacts and go with a digital SLR, and you'll get better results. A good place to go for low light ratings, by the way, is digitalcamerainfo.com. Should we do another voicemail? We got one from Ireland.
Yeah. No, he emailed this. He didn't use our number.
That's fine.
Which is another thing you could do.
You can totally do
that.
Yeah,
if you don't want, if you want to, can you call our, yeah, I'm sure you can call our number from
anywhere,
north,
but it might be long distance.
Yeah, you don't, yeah. If, yeah, it's easy to.
And let me give out that number one more time, just so people know. If you want to leave a message for us, 707-981-4602. And this is from Matthew in Northern Ireland.
Hi, Leo and Megan. I'm a 16-year-old student from the UK, and I'm not a parent yet, but my friends always ask me to babysit their little brothers and sisters, and one person in particular has a sister who's 12, a other sister who's 4, and a brother who's 10, and occasionally I babysit them, so I was wondering if you could tell me, well, give me some advice, really, about what to do. You know, what they're all very interested in art. So can you recommend a art program that's very simple for young kids and free? And they're also very interested in Japanese culture, say manga or J-pop and stuff like that. So can you recommend some Creative Commons, maybe, or some very cheap manga or something along those lines to show them? Thank you very much for your help. I love listening to your podcast because I do get asked quite frequently to babysit friends, brothers and sisters, and it's very helpful, and you have no idea what you're doing. Okay, thank you very much, guys. Love the
podcast. Have no idea what we're doing.
That's my favorite part. It's
you have
true.
No idea what you're doing.
But and that's a good
how
point.
How did he found us out?
Yeah, that's a good point, though. You should definitely, if you're a parent, recommend our podcast to your babysitter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs to know about child rearing.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, it'll be a good contraceptive. People will go, what?
I was going to say job training, but...
Job training or discouragement, either one. So there's a wonderful program I can recommend. And it's great for kids. It's great for anybody. It's called Art Rage, which is a hard name to remember. But if you do a Google for Art Rage, you'll find the site, which is ambientdesign.com. They have a free version. And then if you want, they have an even more fancy version for a whopping $25. It's very affordable. The free version is fine. And what's nice about it, it's real media. So you get tools that are like chalk or crayon or magic markers. So kids will get it immediately. And the controls are very unobtrusive. So really they get almost entirely a blank screen. They are kind of odd controls. It's not menu driven. But I think for kids, it's probably easier to understand than a menu-driven program. Highly recommend this, bro. It's wonderful. It's called Art Rage, and it is from ambientdesign.com. And as I said, they do give away a free version, but they also you can also get a little bit more powerful version that is not free. But the free version does pretty much everything you'd want. It's really, really amazing.
Well, I'll put that link in the show notes. And if you have other recommendations, you can also... post a comment on our show notes.
By the way, it's English, Dutch, I'm sorry, Deutsch, German, and Francais, French. And yeah, we always look for other recommendations and calls and emails too at Megan at Jumpcast. Jumping, jump, what the heck is
Megan at twit.tv.
Thank you. Oh, that's right. We can't, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Jumping Monkeys. I'll rescue it someday, but not now. I also got a regular old email. Should I read that?
Well, okay, I guess.
This is from also someone named Megan. She's Material Mama at materialmama.wordpress.com.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I've been really enjoying your podcast. I can't listen while at the gym anymore, though. I get too busy looking for a pen to write everything down.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You can still work out at the gym and just go to jumpingmonkeys.com.
Right, and yeah, and get the show notes, which are posted pretty close to right after Leo posts.
Mostly because we do the show like months before it gets posted, so there's really plenty of time for you to get there.
So I now listen while cleaning up after my own monkeys, who are 16, 5, and 3.
Oh, she's got a job cut out for her.
Yeah. She says, I can totally relate to both you and Leo.
Yeah, no kidding.
She says, in fact, I listened to you way back when, before the internet boom. So it's like old home week for me.
Well, and yeah, I mean, that's what why I love working with Megan, because we've been doing this for so long together. Yeah.
And she also says, I have a podcast for mothers who sew for themselves and their children. It's really niche, but really fun. I've met some wonderful people in this world.
It's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, so you can get that at materialmama.wordpress.com.
Materialmama.wordpress.com. Bless you.
Thank you. She had one more
point to make. This is a nice site.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
Yeah. What a great idea.
Yeah. She also says her friend just wrote a paper on women in podcasting and presented it as part of her master's program at the local university. And so that's going to be in one of her podcasts. She says she thinks we would find it very interesting.
I'd like to know more.
Okay, here's something else from the mailbag. Now, this is really interesting. This is from Jeff Smith, and he sent us a screencast from Jing. Have you heard of this?
Now, this is interesting because I know what screencasts are. In fact, there are a number of podcasts that are screencasts, including Mr. Excel's podcast, yeah, which is all screencasts.
But, well, screencast is kind of what we used to do a little bit on the screensavers. I mean, we'd show like the screenshot of us moving the mouse around.
Right.
So he recorded this, and we'll put a link in the show notes.
This is such a neat idea.
I'm talking about a site, and the site he's talking about, we actually mentioned a few weeks ago, but I'm not sure everyone got it because there were some audio problems, which have been since fixed.
Actually, they haven't, but I'll fix it minute now.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
By the time you hear this, they will have been fixed.
So yeah, well, I had something going on in the background playing on top of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You want to play this?
Yeah.
Hello, Megan and Leo. How you doing? I got a website to recommend for Jumping Monkeys. My daughter Grace and I have been coming here since she was about 16 months old. She's currently 31 months old. And it's great for learning the alphabet all the way up through learning to read. I've started here on learning the alphabet. Each of these links takes you to several activities about that particular letter. One of the things I liked a lot was they use sign language a lot throughout this. The link here at the bottom will take you to the entire alphabet done in sign language. So by the time Grace was 2 years old, she not only recognized the alphabet in writing, but in sign language as well. The site's done with very low resolution graphics, which work great for the kids and mean that it loads very well, even for people with a slow internet connection. I think that's an outstanding feature. Hope you like it. Keep up the great work on Jumping Monkeys. Thanks.
What a great way to do that. Now, we'll put a link so you can see his screencast. I mean, there's not that much to see. It's the website. Right. He's pointing at stuff.
The website is starfall.com.
Starfall.com, yeah.
But yeah, it is really interesting. And that last part I thought was really interesting about how it works well on a slow computer or slow internet connection. Because I know a lot of parents, you know, don't necessarily want a high-speed internet connection for their kids. Also, they're giving their kids their old kind of slow computer. Right. So it's important that these sites work, on these old computers.
It's an excellent point. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you for that. I guess that's Ning, Ning.com. And if you just have to know how to do that.
Is it Ning or Jing?
Oh, I'm sorry. Jing.
With a J.
Jing.com. Oh, yeah. I know Jing. That's the folks folks at TechSmith. They do. They're great. Jing is actually, I'm a member of that.
Oh.
It's a very cool. Very cool thing. I think it's in beta right now, but eventually they want to do a very low cost, if not free version of this. Right. I think it's a great idea.
Well, if anyone else wants to send a Jing
tests are fine.
Yeah, send it to Megan at twit.tv.
And we'll link to the Jing.
Well, I don't have any more information to give you.
This was a jam-packed show.
It was jam-packed.
Man, we thank our guests, Daddy Clay.
Daddy Brad.
Dad Brad. We thank all of you for listening and for calling, and we remind you again, our phone number is 707-981-4602. No one answer, don't worry, just leave a message there. You can also email Megan at twit.tv if you'd like to send her an email. We also love to hear from other musical artists, kids artists. I think you got quite a few CDs on the way, right?
Yeah, and even if you're not a professional artist, we still want to hear
from you. Yeah. So we do thank the Hip Waiters for their song Educated Kid.
Well, we played Stuffed Animal Boy, but the album is Educated Kid.
Yeah, and that's Stuffed Animal Boy.
Yeah, and we'll put a link to buy that CD or to download it.
Hipwaiters.net.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it for Jumping Monkeys episode 16. I don't want to go either, but we got it. We'll see you next week. Please come back. Tell your friends it's Jumping Monkeys.